Hello, and welcome
to the center of Death Valley.
I'm Dave.
And I'm John.
And this is another episode of the Devil's Advocates Legally Distinct Podcast and Variety Show. I guess this means I'm the host today.
Yes, you are the host today.
Welcome to our fine best podcast on Spotify, number one.
Yeah, we are number one.
Oh, how's the new Joe Rogan, Alex Jonah episode doing?
Not bad.
Not bad?
Not as good as the first one.
But it took a little time for that one to take off, too.
I guess that's true.
Wait for the algorithm to pick it up.
Yeah, build it and they will come, yes, unfortunately.
Yes. They'll be like, maybe this is an apology episode.
Yes.
Maybe they've changed their horrible communist ways.
Nope. That's not going to happen.
Not in this lifetime.
Besides, that wasn't our fault that Joe Rogan and Alex Jones broke into our studio and beat us up and tied us together and threw us in our basement.
And
made an episode.
And then just
left, leaving a bunch of empty bottles of Alpha Brain Plus, Cock Enhancer, Machine Gun Flavored Plus.
And empty DMT pipes.
Mm-hmm. They didn't even leave us any.
They smoked it all.
Yeah.
There was dust.
Yeah, it smoked like 500 grams between the two of them and it just fucking dipped out.
To be fair, there was about a gram of dust left around.
Yeah. It was enough. It was a consolation prize.
It definitely was.
It helped numb the pain of my broken fiberglass bones.
Oh yeah, you have those.
So
I'm doing some wood burning today.
But I really want to call more attention to the way you said it from the beginning.
Oh, Daddy Dave doing dad work?
Doing
daddy work. Oh yeah. This is definitely daddy work.
You have to call attention to that.
I have to pull up my sleeve, show off my tattoos.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my cloud is covered in tattoos.
You gotta strap something down and then pat it and be like, that's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing some hand tattoos tonight.
With a wood burner?
No, with stick and poke.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was thinking about
legit?
It.
Legit? Are you serious?
Yeah, legit.
How? What are you gonna do?
Just like a swirl.
But with what?
I have a stick and poke set at home.
Holy fucking shit, I didn't know that.
I told you about that. I offered to do one for you.
I don't remember.
Oh my god. I can do some dots on your fingers. I can dot up your knuckles.
My fingers are spoken for.
What about your knuckles?
They're the parts that are spoken for.
Oh.
That's where my alchemical symbols are going to go.
How about your wrists?
Also. Pretty much my whole body is for alchemical symbols. I could give you an alchemical symbol to do, though.
Oh yeah, we could draw it in and I could stick and poke it for you.
A lot of them are pretty simple.
Yeah.
Like a triangle with a line through it.
Oh, I can do that.
Is one of them. Speaking of...
The first person I did it on was stupid and took an alcohol wipe and wiped it off. After I finished doing the tattoo.
Does that make it not work?
It just wipes it all out of your skin.
Oh, so you have to let it sit?
Yeah, you have to let it sit a little bit. Cover it. Let it soak in.
All of my hand tattoos are stick and poke, actually.
This one?
Yep. This one and this one.
Ah.
All from the same stick and poke dude. He was very good at it, though.
I'm an amateur.
Yeah. If I did it, it would be, same. So I can't judge.
I did an okay job until the wipe, and then afterwards it looked really shitty.
It's always like that, isn't it? The first time is right, and then you do it again, it can't ever get it to the same.
I have a cheat, but we won't talk about that.
I know what I want to talk about.
What do you want to talk about?
We already talked about it, but I want to talk about it on the podcast.
Is it alchemy?
It's Ice Spice.
Oh, Ice Spice? And her spiritualism?
Her Satanism.
Oh, tell me about her Satanism. tell me about her dark arts.
So, Ice Spice was at some event. I think it was like a Super Bowl or something. I don't know much about what events happen. You keep me in the box for too much for me to keep up with that kind of thing. But she was at some kind of event, and there's a video of her, and she's wearing a upside-down cross, and she's doing the devil horns hand sign. And people are like, you see,
She's a devil worshiper.
Yeah, she's a devil worshiper. She's showing her allegiance to the devil. I had to turn into Alex Jones just to illustrate a point here. That Ice Spice is very clearly
a devil worshipper.
Well, no, not only that. Hang on. No, I need to do this with a straight face. Not only that.
I can't let you do anything with a straight face on this podcast.
This is a hard one to do with a straight face, to be fair.
All right, tell me.
Not only that. Not only is Ice Spice a Satanist, but she is attempting to lead a revolution.
A dark revolution?
A dark revolution to bring the Antichrist to Earth so that she can help crush the... I can't do it.
Crash the what, Alex?
You know, the whole Christian thing. The whole shit. All of it.
I thought you didn't like that anyway.
What, Christians?
Yeah.
No, they're my favorite. I count on Christians. They're the only ones dumb enough to buy into my shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They're the only ones that...
I'm gonna let this sit warm up a little bit more. That's starting to look nice.
Yeah, that's some good daddy work.
Smell it.
Mmm. That's a sweet smelling butthole.
Yeah.
That brought me out of Alex Jones. Thank God for that.
Yeah, we didn't need any more.
No, we didn't. We ended our last season on that. We don't need more.
Do you have sandpaper?
Yeah.
Can you grab it for me?
I can.
Please?
Yes.
Just for a second? I'm going to try to sand this down a little bit.
All right, I have to go into the cactus house.
All right.
Don't talk shit about me while I'm going.
I'm never. Hey, listeners. It's just you and me right now, so let's talk. Let's talk about John and how he's just a disgusting little muppet. He's the worst. If you agree with me, we'll put a poll in here. It's either you agree with Dave or you don't, and if you don't agree with me, you're wrong, and you know you're wrong. You're listening to this garbage dump of a podcast. I'm going to be honest with you. Some of the content on here, whew, steaming hot, bad. But that's just between you and me. And John's the worst part about it. He thinks his Jeff Goldblum voices are funny, but they're not. Jeff Goldblum. Fucking stupid. And you agree with me on that. And I can't believe it was Alex Jones' idea took off. My God. My fucking God. 1,000 listens? There's something wrong with people if they're listening to that and thinking it's going to be something. Welcome back, John. Talk nothing but good about you.
Oh, I'm leaving.
I can't wait till you listen later.
I can't wait to hear the good things. You know, it's nice when it's nice.
Oh, it's so nice.
You have so many different grits to choose from.
Here we go.
Yeah. When it comes to sandpaper...
You've got it for your butthole?
I've got it for my butthole. Alright. And we're here on the show, and this is the show, the Devil's Advocates Legally Distinct Podcast.
Number one on Spotify.
We got the sandpaper beats, this is sandpaper core, sandpaper core. Sandpaper core. We invented a new core.
Oh, it's a good one too. If you listen to the rhythm.
Yeah, we got those.
Feel that?
Oh my God. That's fucking cool though.
Yeah.
I see it now. It's a bird, right?
Yeah. Once I darken this in.
Okay, that's cool though. You did good. I didn't see it before, but now I see the bird.
You gotta see the wood like I see the wood.
And you gotta get some of that sandpaper core going.
Yeah.
Sandpaper core really just brings out... It just gets the creative juices flowing.
Remember the wood you worked with before was very smooth to start with?
Yeah.
This is a little uneven. This has never been sanded before.
I could do a little bit of sanding with mine. Only a little bit, though.
You gotta get the shape in there beforehand.
Sandpaper core. Sandpaper core. We've got some sandpaper beats. For you whores. Had to come up with a rhyme. That was the only thing I could think of.
Sandpaper whores.
Sandpaper whores. That's the name of this episode.
That's the name of our new band, too.
Sandpaper whores.
We're a punk band.
Yes.
Oh, look at the colors.
It looks like the Middle East.
Palestine?
No. That doesn't look like Palestine.
Real shame what's happening there right now.
It's not oppressed enough to look like Palestine.
I could catch it on fire.
Yeah, then that would look more like Palestine. Yeah, this is the high quality content that people come here for.
Oh yeah, definitely. See? Hear me sand down some wood.
Some wood while we barely say anything.
Oh, we're talking.
Kind of. I don't have much to say about this. This is just happening.
How's my form?
Great. You know, wood bits are getting in my coffee.
I'm sorry.
No, it actually kind of makes it taste
good.
It kind of, yeah. I'm still finishing it.
I think this is oak.
Oaky coffee.
Or maybe this is, no, I'm sorry, this is walnut. Maybe that's why it tastes good.
Yeah. Anyway, back to Ice Spice.
Yeah, and her
and her devil worship. Well, the thing is, the funny part is, that, let's start with the upside down cross. You and I both know the origin of that particular symbol.
Yeah.
But for the audience at home, who probably, a lot of you think that it's a satanic symbol, right? It means the opposite of Christ or something like that, I guess?
Yeah, that's what the Christians say.
And yet...
it's not.
Well, so the Catholics don't think that. Because if you ask them what it is, it's St. Peter's cross. The Pythagorean cross.
That's where he got crucified.
He got crucified upside down. I think he requested it, too, because he didn't feel like he was worthy enough to be crucified.
Like the Lord.
Yeah.
So he had to be upside down.
Yeah, he wanted to be upside down for it. Which is an insane story.
And request.
Yeah, like actually, I'd rather do it the worst way, because I don't deserve...
The better way that
Jesus got. And so that's why the upside down cross is actually venerated in certain parts of Christianity. And the so-called devil horn sign...
is not.
Well, it's also...
oh, no, oh, yeah, yeah.
It's also from Catholicism.
Yeah, that's for warding.
Yeah.
It's also a very powerful technique.
They call it maloic. And they use it to ward off evil spirits and influences.
And the evil eye.
And the evil eye, yeah.
Because it was very. It came from Italy.
Yes, that is absolutely correct.
It's a counter for the Maloki, the evil eye. What is it called? The Maloki?
The Maloik.
The Malok and the Malaki.
Yeah.
The curse and the counter curse.
And so.
So if you ever see anyone ever giving you the evil eye,
give them the devil horns.
Yeah. Fire it back hard.
Yeah. And so,
be like, ah. Yeah!
Well, it's Dio, the fucking legend that popularized the devil horn sign for rock and roll and metal. Now, a lot of the audience might know this already.
You know he's also the villain in JoJo's?
What?
Yeah, the main villain is Dio. Dio Brando.
And he's
the main villain in, like...
what?
Yeah. Two out of the six parts. He's a vampire.
And it's Dio.
Yeah, Dio. Dio Brando. And he's blonde, and he's handsome.
Well, that doesn't sound like Dio, though.
But, you know.
So it's a different version of Dio.
Yeah, it's a supermodel version of Dio.
My version of Dio... or just Dio.
The man.
The legendary... rock star progenitor of heavy metal music was raised Catholic, and his Catholic grandmother, according to him, he would see his Catholic grandmother doing the maloic to ward off evil eye when they were in public. She'd see someone give the evil eye, or you know, that's what she would think was going on, so she would throw up
the horns,
the horn sign. to get to send the curse back. And he just, it stuck with him. And so,
how does that look?
It looks good. It looks like you're going in the right direction.
Like that?
Yeah.
Crow.
Yeah, you made a crow, bro. Crow bro.
Crow bro.
That's a good crow.
That's a good crow. I think he needs some feed. No, I think he needs to be connected.
So what I'm getting at here, audience, is that I Spice is actually a devout, Catholic. Practicing Orthodox Catholic. And she was venerating St. Peter whilst also warding off the evil influences that in her area so as to protect herself and those around her from the dark influences of evil. Your daddy work is coming through.
Yeah, now triangle.
And while we're at it, I believe that, what's her name?
Taylor Swift?
Yes, Taylor Swift is a practicing Messianic Jew.
You think so?
Absolutely, 100%.
I gotta stand up for this part.
That's my take. Hold on, I'm not gonna back up the last one though.
I need to rest my hand.
Very good idea.
And let that heat up again. Because it cools off while you're doing that, right?
It is true, yes, you're right.
Very good work so far.
You've done it. You're on the pathway to glory. It actually looks a good deal like your tattoo crow that you have on your
Raven.
inky black
cloud skin. Should I try to make a fox too? Yeah. Like on the other arm?
Yeah, maybe, if you want to.
I could do it up here.
It's crazy that you have a fox trapped inside of you, dude.
Yeah, and a crow. And a bass.
Yeah.
A big ass bass.
Floating around in the formless void.
Oh man, I want that to be the name of the episode.
What?
Big ass bass. Yeah. Oh, now we have to fight about it.
Fight about it?
Yeah, the end of the episode. Whichever episode titles is the one.
Wait, what did I suggest? I don't even remember.
I can't remember, but it's not as good as Big Ass Bass.
Yeah, I mean, Big Ass Bass works so well. I mean, yeah. It's got everything. We're obviously going to call it that.
You're right. This is hard on your hands.
It is.
I'm just going to finish the triangle, and then I'm going to be done.
Yeah, when you're doing daddy work, I mean, that's...
It's hard work.
It's hard work.
Ah! I got prickled by the tree! It attacked me, the cactus! I've never gotten up during an episode.
Oh my god, you're right. This is history. History's been made.
Unless we're walking.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Yeah, because we're already moving.
Yeah.
You're the one who always gets up. Oh no, I did get up during an episode. The Jeff Goldblum one.
Yeah.
Slam the door. Very angrily, too. Maybe I'd make a symbol there.
You gotta give it the old razzle-dazzle.
Yeah, you know
what you should do?
What?
You know what you should wood burn onto the stick?
What?
The logo for Raid Shadow Legends.
Is that our sponsor?
Obviously. We're always sponsored by Raid Shadow Legends. Yeah. Even if we don't say it, this whole podcast is...
Sponsored
brought
by,
to you by Raid Shadow, Shadow Legends. Legends. Yeah. Created by
Raid Shadow Legends. Okay, I'm, that's enough.